Hello, dear listener. This is Basement Gaming episode 43. My name is Herb, and I am joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Hello, hello.
On this episode, Brigham and I take a peek into the corporate world and discuss the ongoing battle between Apple and Epic Stores, or Epic Games. If you like the show, please feel free to give us a follow on Twitter at BasementGaming9. Feel free to share the show with your friends and family, and give us a follow on your podcast app of choice to keep up with new episodes. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. Another week. Dude, so this morning I leave to go to work and it's like 50 degrees outside. I was livid.
Oof.
Dude, it is May 10th. It's May. Why are we going below 60 degrees? What's going on with the weather? I don't understand. Anyway,
That's crazy. You're gonna have another winter storm and lose power for a week.
God, I hope not. No, we're supposed to warm back up by Wednesday, but it's still, like, the next 3 days is going to be, like, in the 50s and the 60s, and I was just like, I'm over this. We were, like, in the 80s, with, like, a very big breeze and, like, nice and cloudy. It was beautiful for, like, 2 weeks, and I was like, oh, 60 degrees and cloudy, overcast, rainy. And like, oh, this is back to terrible, but. Anyway,
that's bad. So
my day's going.
It's been hot here in Virginia. It's like getting up to 90 degrees on some days, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's fine with me. That is my natural.
I don't know. Do you like, I guess, what do you like more, 90 degree weather or like 50, 40 degree weather?
40, if we're talking about 40, I'll take the 90. If we're going down to 40, no, I'll take the 90. That's fine.
40 is not even bad. It's not bad until it gets to 30. Once it gets to 32, once it gets to below freezing, then it's bad.
No, 40 is fine, dude. You just stand in the shade. When it's 40 degrees, you can't even be outside. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Just stand in the shade, you'll be fine. Like, I've been to events where it's, like, super hot out, and it's literally, like, if you're in the shade, you're fine. If you're in the sun, you're going to hate your life, but it's, like, just be in the shade.
I mean, you live in Florida, dude. It's like the shade doesn't protect you from the humidity. You know what I mean? Like 9 degrees is 9 degrees.
Feel you. People always talk about humidity. I barely feel it. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
it's like dry heat to me is like, it's kind of rough. Humidity is fine. It's normal.
Okay. Anyway.
But yeah, I guess we got to start the show a little bit light because we got some like corporate talk going on. This week. So you're going to have to kind of walk me through this event here that's been going on because I know about it, mm-hmm. but not too specifically.
Yeah. So if you don't know, Apple and Epic Games have begun their trial, something that has been long coming ever since Epic Games, the creators of Fortnite, got their game. Fortnite banned off the Apple App Store because they decided that they were going to start circumventing Apple's in-app purchase program to use their own purchasing program so that people can buy skins and different, you know, in-game Fortnite transactions without having to pay Apple the 30% surcharge that they do. So if you don't know, let me rewind back a little bit more to give you a heads up. Apple, as the owner of the Apple App Store, obviously, they take a 30% cut of any sort of transaction that goes within apps. So anytime you're buying skins in Fortnite, if it's $10, 30% of the $10 goes to Apple, okay? And Epic doesn't think it's fair that Apple gets to not only do they take 30%, but because Apple bans any other App Store on iPhones, there's nothing that people like Epic could do to circumvent that, right? So the whole point of this court case is Epic wants to either force Apple to lower their charge from 30% to something smaller, like 12%, or make it to where the court forces Apple to allow Apple to for Apple to allow other app stores on iPhones. Because I don't know if you know this, but Android, since Android does technically permit other app stores, like Amazon has its own app store that you can download on your Android phone. So you don't have to use the Google Play Store if you don't want to. You can use the Amazon App Store. And for a while, I don't know if you remember this, but way back, whenever Fortnite first came to mobile, Fortnite was not available on the Google Play Store. If you want to play Fortnite on your Android phone, you had to go to the Epic website and you had to download the game via browser instead of through the App Store, which is kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
So while Epic does still have some beef with Google, this is mainly between Epic and Apple. And it's been interesting just to kind of see what's been going on. I'm kind of interested to hear what your thoughts are on this, though, Herb. Just knowing what you know now, you know, do you think that it's right for Apple to do this? Or I don't know. What are your thoughts?
So when you talk about like the in Apple purchasing, I'm guessing you're talking about like whenever you go on an app, and then you try to buy something through the app or whatever, there's like this option, oh, you can pay with Apple Pay or you can do all that. Is that where they're collecting that money? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. That makes sense. But then
I think about this for a second. That's why if you've noticed certain apps just don't even let you buy things through the app. Like for example, I use this thing called Comixology. It's owned by Amazon. You can't get a Comixology subscription through the app. You have to go through your browser on your phone or just go through a browser like on a computer to subscribe to it. And then you can just use the app to view the comics.
Okay. So then Apple doesn't get the cut when you do it like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So why doesn't Epic just do that?
Well, it's because it's more of a, well, okay, for one, they could do that, but then that not only would that kind of suck for them because now some people would just want to get the skins if it's through the app, but if they have to jump through extra hoops. They go, I don't care enough to do this. And they just don't buy the skins. Right.
And yeah, you like lose the ease of access, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just makes it more complicated, you know? So that's one big thing. And then I think also, I really do think that Epic is pushing to make this change for everyone, not just for them, because I'm sure if they wanted to, they could make some behind the door deal, whatever it's called, behind the scenes deal with Apple to, you know, for Apple to let them get away with like a 12% cut instead of 30% cut because Fortnite is so big. But doing this way through a court could potentially make this change for all the indie games out there as well, you know?
It's about the principle of the matter.
Yeah, exactly.
This is interesting. Because like my initial instinct is, well, I don't know. First of all, I had to like mention my biases here. Like I have like a lot of Apple products, and even though I'm quite annoyed at some things that they do, I'm pretty happy with my current Apple ecosystem that I've made for myself. And I have no sympathies for Epic Games. I don't know. It's just like I played Fortnite and I'm over it. So it's just like I almost feel no pain for them because I'm just like, you're kind of rich and you're doing well. And
I think they've
plateaued a little bit, but not enough to warrant any real like danger, I guess. So I guess my initial feelings here are just like Apple's, I'm guessing Apple's argument here, like you were saying, is just, this is our phone. Like you don't have to buy this phone, but it's our phone, so we say you have to use our operating system in our app store, which I've never felt that being unfair, especially because the alternatives are all quite bad, to be honest with you. Like, I've had an Android phone. The Google Play Store isn't much better than the Apple Store. It's at best the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So aside from just like availability of apps on one app store over the other, I've never felt like I've wanted another app on my iPhone, like an app store on my iPhone. So,
I mean, I do think though, we talked about this last time, right? We talked about how mobile games and gacha games, how they have this, you know, really kind of bad taste or bad connotation to them, right? It's like, oh, people hear a mobile game and think of, you know, a bunch of easy microtransactions, you know, super cheap. All these mobile games feel the same. And it's like, you have to think, well, maybe it's because it's just not profitable to make a good game on mobile. You know what I mean? Like maybe that's the reason why. Maybe the reason why it's not profitable is because Apple's taking 30% cut of all their profits.
Yeah, I can see this being a problem for smaller games. I think this does kind of suck for a small indie game trying to make its way in the world, essentially, where if just giant companies taking 30% of their profit, it's kind of rough. It's a bit rough, which is probably why I feel like high microtransaction games are not very popular here. I don't know how the industry is overseas, specifically in Asia. I think that's where it's most popular, is in China, Korea, and Japan. So I don't know how their system works in terms of like their app stores and their phones and stuff. I mean, obviously just freaking iPhones all over the place, but I don't know. This one's tricky because, yeah, this, for the little man, I feel for you. Like, 30% is rough. For Epic Store, I don't really feel for you kind of thing. Especially because you get... I'm guessing they have the same kind of deal with, like, the consoles and PCs, I guess. How is this for Microsoft? Is it the same for Microsoft?
Yeah, well, this is the interesting thing. 30% is kind of just the rule of thumb for pretty much any sort of service. Like, PlayStation takes 30% cut of in-game transactions and also of all the revenue made for PlayStation, for games sold on PlayStation. Xbox, same thing, 30%. Steam, 30%. So it's just kind of the rule of thumb. And so that's kind of the argument that Apple has, is like, hey, like, everybody else charges 30%. Why can't we charge 30%? And other people have said things. Xbox apparently had said something so damaging to the Apple's case that Apple's trying to get that witness thrown out, like statement thrown out.
What did they say?
Which is basically like that Xbox doesn't make a profit on Xbox consoles, and that's why they have to charge 30%, is because, you know, the Xbox games are basically subsidizing the cost of the consoles. Wow. And for Apple, it's not the same. Apple, they make money off of the phone themselves, and so they don't have to charge 30% on the apps. You know what I mean?
Oof.
So yeah. And that's kind of how it is for all consoles, pretty much, except for Nintendo consoles. I think actually PS4 started making profit halfway through as well, but Nintendo's always been known for making for selling the consoles for more than it's worth, more than it costs to make them. But PlayStation, Xbox, that's how they've always rolled. Like, the consoles cost more than to make than they sell, because they're expecting to make the money back off of those, that 30% cut, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, we talked about this when the consoles were coming out. Shoot, we like vastly overshot what we thought the prices was gonna be because of like the technology that's gonna be in it. It's just like, we're being very spoiled with these consoles. They're worth way more than what we pay for.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Like, try building a computer with the same amount of power that PS5 has for, you know, $500.
Yeah, like, that's good impossible. Luck. Yeah, you're gonna go over. You're gonna go over $1,200 easy. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Apple wasn't happy about that. And same thing with PC. It's like, yeah, Steam charge you 30%, but you don't have to buy your games through Steam. There's Epic. There's GOG. There's a bunch of other platforms. So there's competition there, you know. But
yeah, but Apple has competition too. They have other phones, and Yeah, I think that's what Apple's argument is, right? It's just like, there are other phones. Like, we have like very big competition in Android. So it's not like they hold on to the entire phone market, or they hold on to the entire App Store market, you know?
Yeah.
So I can kind of see their point of view there. That argument from Xbox is extremely damaging to Apple. Like, that sucks. Because it's like, because the court can be like, well, why are you doing this? You don't need to do this. This is literally just, you looked at the industry standard from other companies that are different from you, and then you just went ahead and did it and didn't really adjust. Because my next question was going to be like, why did Epic go after Apple and not the other consoles or the other venues, you know, the other outlets? So it's just very random. It's like, why would you go after Apple? Just, I don't know, freaking go after Nintendo or something. Yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting. And like what you were saying too, they have brought that up. And then now they're trying to say, well, Apple does a bunch of different things with their app, with their products, to make it harder for you to leave once you have an Apple product. You know, the walled garden thing, they had like a whole day where they talked about iMessage and how iMessage is basically made in a way to make it difficult for you to leave that ecosystem, because, you know, you and all your friends have iMessage, and there's a bunch of functionality that can only be used with people that have iMessage, to the point where people like look at your text bubble, if it's green, then they know you don't have iMessage, and they like look at it with disgust, and it's like this negative connotation. You know what I mean? So
I mean, they're just attacking good marketing. I mean, I don't know what's done. it feels like Epic. It feels like that guy that has an Android is just trying to tear down Apple.
Yeah.
Which, again, they're giving you some good points in terms of, like, the accessibility of the App Store. Because, I mean, we have programmer friends that just, like, hate the App Store because it's a pain to program for it. And, yeah, like, I get it. But I'm not gonna fault them for good advertisement or a good product that people like, you know? Mm-hmm. Just because it's kind of difficult for devs to do it. It's like Sony does this too, this kind of things too, where it's like, weren't you saying, like, yeah, before we recorded, you were saying that Sony will like charge you money if you make your game not exclusive to their game, if it's like cross-platform or whatever. What were you saying about that?
Oh yeah, how Sony, whenever they finally allowed cross-play, they had this rubric which came out during these court cases. It was part of like the evidence, I guess. It showed that depending on how much money your game would make, you would have to pay an extra percentage on top of that 30% to PlayStation if you allowed crossplay on your game. Because their thinking was, if you allow crossplay, that means people can play the game on PS4, but then buy the in-game transactions through the PC or through Xbox. You know what I mean?
Yes, they'll lose some money in that.
Exactly. Like that. Yeah. But they're the only ones who do that. Xbox doesn't do that. Nintendo doesn't do that. So, and actually something else that came out that's pretty interesting was that Xbox internally has been debating whether or not they should lower the cut they get from 30% to, I think, 12.5%. So basically cutting it in half, which would be super interesting to see what would happen. Like, would developers...
Start flocking to them
or trying to push their Xbox version more because they would make more money there. Like, that'd be interesting. I don't know. Obviously, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't think they could afford it right now with, you know, a new next-gen console that they're selling, and also with Xbox Game Pass already being a huge deal, or, you know, a huge deal for consumers, not a deal for them, because I'm sure they're not, you know, that's probably not making them any money, which I think nothing came out of the court case was them saying that they haven't made any profit yet on Xbox Game Pass, so.
Which is just bonkers to me, to be honest. I don't know why. But the more I think about them, I'm like, how many people do I really know is running at getting an Xbox Game Pass subscription?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people I know that have Xbox have Game Pass, but how many people have Xboxes? You know what I mean? So that's the thing. It's like, and yeah, they have Xbox Game Pass for PC right now, but it's still like relatively new. And I think once you start seeing a lot more Xbox exclusive games, you'll start seeing more people get Xbox Game Pass, just because it's easier to pay $15 as $60 to play a game. But right now, there's not like a huge incentive to get it. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, so because of that, I don't think they're going to be lowering their cut to 12.5%. But yeah, this whole thing's been super interesting. I think at the end of the day, what the court's going to do is they're going to look at it and say, you know, what's the best for consumers? You know, if Epic can somehow argue that, you know, letting other app stores exist on the iPhone is best for consumers, then they're going to win. But I still honestly don't see that argument. So,
I don't see a way to victory for Epic here, to be honest with you. Because what's best for consumers, I don't think they're even going to go that friendly about it. They're just gonna be like, are they breaking monopoly laws? No, why are we here?
Yeah, well, the reason why I say it is because, you know, my brother-in-law, when I was talking to him about this, he said that like that's kind of like the rule of thumb with these like these anti-monopoly court cases a lot of the times.
Interesting.
Because I guess with Microsoft way back in the day, Microsoft was being charged for, you know, anti-monopoly court case, whatever, with the whole Netscape. I don't know if you know about that.
I know the name. I don't know very much details.
But yeah, it's essentially, you know, Internet Explorer was a thing. And then there's also this third party thing called Netscape. And Microsoft was going to make this thing to where, you know, you could only use Internet Explorer, essentially. And so imagine a world where you could only use Internet Explorer and there weren't anything like Google Chrome and stuff like that. So they obviously lost that case.
So that when you bring that example into it, it was like, okay, now I can kind of see the argument because that's very similar.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I think like they have a chance. It's not guaranteed though. I would only say there's a chance because of that case kind of shows precedent. Like it could happen. Like, cause you know, Microsoft, Apple existed. They could have said the same thing. Like, hey, you don't have to buy a PC. You can get an Apple and they have, you know, Safari, whatever. Like, but they lost. So.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I was saying like it's fascinating because it's pretty much the exact same thing because phones these days are essentially computers. So, yeah, this is fascinating because I'm wondering if Epic wins, this is a huge change in Apple, dude. Like,
yeah,
the closed doors of Apple just start creaking open a little bit there. Like, does this mean we start seeing like different messaging apps on Apple? Do we start seeing, I don't know, random background apps on Apple? Like, cause just opening it up to a different app store, just like, it's a whole different phone, you know?
Yeah.
And now, like the whole reason why, I think one of the reasons why Apple likes to just have their store that's like super hard to get into is because it doesn't mess with the rest of the software, you know? Mm-hmm. It just is like, we know exactly what's going on our phones at all times. But then like, here comes Google Play Store with all its wacky-dacky colors and fun little emojis and just like, just completely ruined the Apple experience, essentially. And I can understand why they don't want that. It's just like, please just don't mess with our image kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I almost want them to lose just because I want to see what that looks like.
Yeah. But
at the same time, I feel like they're not going to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think if I had to bet right now, I would bet they would not lose. I would bet that Apple would win the case. But I don't think it's like totally, I don't think it's guaranteed. So
yeah. I mean, do you think that would happen if they lose this case? Like, where do we go from here? Like,
I think if they lost the case, there would still only be one app store, but there would be the one app store and they reduce the cut to like 12% or something like that, or they would allow other marketplaces to be downloaded, but it'll be like Google where it's like you have to go to your settings, you have to be like, you know, turn off the security thing, and then they give like three different warnings, and like it would be pretty much impossible to accidentally turn it on to be able to download another market. So it's like only people who are like really in the know and were like, yeah, a bit more tech savvy would be able to do. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That actually sounds a lot more plausible than it would just be like, oh, here it is. You know, just like the first thing you do when you open up your PC is download Chrome.
Yeah, exactly.
use Internet Explorer to download Chrome and then never think about it again.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting. So
I think like if they I feel like if they lost this, yeah, I was saying it would be like the floodgates would open, but yeah, I do think it would probably be a lot more of a creek. We're just like, fine, you can have this, but you got to go through all these hoops to freaking download Google Play. Mm-hmm. Or they just take it on a case-by-case basis where it's like, if another entity as big as Epic Games comes out and like, hey, we want to put our games, our microtransaction games on your phones, can we get a lowered rate?
Yeah.
Because, like, don't you think they could just be, like, settle the case in a way where just, like, Epic Games either gets lowered rate or not, no rate at all?
Yeah, I think they could. But I think, honestly, I think at this point, Epic's not out just for them. Like, I really think that if they were out doing this just for themselves, they wouldn't have done this. This is, like, such an expensive way to do it. You know what I mean? Doing this whole court case, paying for lawyers. Like, I'm sure it's not getting a lot of good positivity for them either. It's like people are just like, oh, hey, look, some multimillionaire is trying to get some discount on an app. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like at this point,
that's kind of what I was saying at the beginning.
They'll only settle if Apple makes this change for everyone.
Yeah, so. Yeah. They're freaking Epic Store just doing their best Robin Hood cosplay right now.
I know, right?
just trying. Really trying to save the poor people here. Because this would be huge for smaller games. This would be huge for smaller devs and smaller apps that's trying to make some money. I don't know. This is... Yeah, because there's a lot of, like, little details in this case that are just, like, very...
Mm-hmm. I think not just that. Like, it'll make... I think it would make the experience of apps... Wait, have you ever tried to do Twitch subscription through the Twitch app on your iPhone
or it's iPad? It's freaking impossible.
It is. And there's it's a reason impossible. For that. Yeah, like, crap like that, it's annoying. Like, I've tried, like YouTube Premium... Like you can't do it on the app. You have to do all this weird thing.
There are so many. I haven't used my Twitch Prime I didn't use it for like months because I mostly watch Twitch on my mobile devices now, on my iPad or my phone, or even like on my TV or something. So it's just like I can't do this. Like I can't. You can't use your free subscription. You gotta if you try to subscribe to a channel on Twitch on your phone or like on your iPad, it tries to make you just pay money for it. So you can just like, so you have to go through the Apple system so they can get their little cut.
Yep. It doesn't just like let you make you pay money. It makes you buy like this weird currency thing they have.
This weird coin thing. And yeah.
I don't understand it. Yeah. It's like all these hoops they're making you jump through. And it's like, you know, if Apple reduced the cut or removed it altogether, like we wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah. And that's huge because like I usually use my free sub on like smaller channels. I use it on like, a channel that consistently gets like less like 1,000 viewers per every time they come on. So like someone like me that uses my free sub on like smaller creators and I didn't use it for months, that's like that could be huge when you multiply that by like however many people are like me that just like usually just use it on, you know, use the app on Apple products. So yeah, I could see how that can be multiplicative in terms of Epic Store, which is like how many kids out there do you think are playing Fortnite on iPads? Mm-hmm. It's probably huge, you know? So, yeah, I can see how this could be quite the problem for them. Very interesting court case. Well,
yeah, that's all I got.
It's funny that, like, video games could get so serious.
Yeah, right. It's
like, we're talking about freaking legal battles and months, like this case was like months in the making. Like I feel like I heard about this 6 months ago.
Oh yeah,
we just now started the case. So the other thing that came out of this case that was cool, or like just a reminder, is that like the whole Microsoft thing saying that they still haven't made any money, which is wild to me. Just think about that. Like how famous an Xbox is. Like even if you think they're not as good or as big as Sony PlayStation, it's still like the second biggest console in the world, kind of thing. You know, like one of the top three consoles in the world. It's just like, yeah, we're broke. It's
yeah,
it's like this. Yeah, we don't realize how spoiled we are when it comes to some of these things.
True.
This discussion really like ties in really well to our like little gacha game thing because this is all about gacha games, really. Because no other gaming really cares about this.
Mm-hmm.
At least specific to the Apple Store thing. Because, yeah, I can imagine all the Genshin Impact people being, like, super mad. It's like, freaking losing all our money to the freaking Apple, man. Go, Epic Games. Well, what are your thoughts on, like... you've told me you kind of like Epic Games and, like, their business model. Like, do you still feel that way? Or
yeah, I think I do. I think that originally, I think they came out about this whole lawsuit thing the wrong way off the start. Like, I don't even remember this, but whenever they first announced that they're going to take Apple to court, they had this huge thing. They tried to start a hashtag that was like hashtag free us from Apple or something like that. Even like this, like this commercial making a spoof of an Apple commercial that was like recorded in Fortnite. They try to make this big thing to try to get like the consumers like on Epic's side, and it just totally didn't work. So I think that was a bad move. But I think overall, like their intentions, I feel like are good. And I only say that because they did the same thing with Steam. Like Steam was taking 30% cut, And so Epic was like, we don't think that's right. So they really tried, with Fortnite being really big, they were giving out free games on the Epic store. They were, you know, making Epic exclusive deals with developers, which I know consumers hated a lot, but developers loved it because developers are getting a ton of money just to put their game for a temporary amount of time exclusive on the Epic Game Store before it went over to Steam. So I do think that Epic is trying to make the game space better for developers, which is really good. Whether it works out or not, we'll see.
I'll end on this. I do like this little tidbit of when they show you the email threads that you sent me, where they start the conversation with y'all. It just says, where is it? Let me see if I can read a little bit of it. Like, you sent an email to Apple. It's like, hey, Tim, y'all need to do this and that. It's just like the most casual, like legal attack I have ever seen. And then it was just like, the response was like, who is this? Like, are we getting trolled right now? Like,
it's like that meme of Thor, like, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Avengers was like, I don't even know who you took everything from me. It's like, I don't even know who you are. Anyway, enough legal talk. This was pretty interesting. I don't know if anyone out there will have any thoughts on this. I'd be interested to see what people think about, like, Apple's closed doors and Epic trying to bust them down.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure some people like the walled garden, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it'd be interesting to hear what people say about that, whether they want to have more choice on the App Store or have more choice in which App Store they use on the iPhone, or if they would rather not, or if they don't care at all. Be interesting to hear.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to pay a little bit more attention to this now. I honestly just want to see. I'm not going to pay attention to it. I want to wait till it ends and then find out who wins. That's usually how I do with cases. I don't need every little tidbit. Just like, all right, what's the ruling? What was the reason behind it? Cool. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well, this was a very formal Basement Gaming episode. Hopefully you enjoyed that. It's still about gaming, but a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Meta. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If you did, please give us a follow on your podcast app of choice. Tell your friends, tell your wives, and come back next time.
Peace.